Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Spirit of Aya podcast. Today is January 17th, 2018. That means tomorrow is gonna be like probably a power day because it'll be 1818. So today I'm talking about the post-ayahuasca journey glow. And this is kind of talked about in a lot of different ways. I mean, chemically, the levels of serotonin in your body are pretty leveled up from the DMT and the MAOIs. It just kind of creates a natural surge of serotonin in your body. And the other thing too is you feel pretty clean after a journey. Like you've cleansed a lot of emotional baggage, a lot of physical energy that maybe you've been holding in, a lot of that's released and let go of, and you really feel like you can take on the world in this whole different way. And this lasts up anywhere from probably a week to 3 weeks. And it's really an opportune time for somebody to really sit down and attempt to learn how they can integrate these emotions, these feelings into their everyday life. I would say it is really important that one does take the time to write down exactly how they feel, what they learned during their journey. Because if you don't write it down, it's very, you will forget. I mean, there's just, like these things happen so quickly, and once you're done with them, like you feel like you'll never forget them. But 4 or 5 years down the line, you're gonna want to reflect back on what you learned, and use that data. If you're a person who is really doing the work, and these things might take on new meaning. So it would be good to reference what meaning something from a journey was, a week after a journey versus 5 years, because it totally changes. We are always changing. Change is inevitable. But this glow that happens, I mean, you just really see the world with a whole different pair of lenses. Like, you kind of see, the disillusion, or the illusion of separation is really gone, and your heart is just open. And you really see people and everything in a different way. You could possibly see just like a lot of hurt in the world and wanting to be like the beacon to heal that hurt. Because the thing is like you've kind of been given like a dose of love from mother after a journey, and there's only gratitude, and you really want to be able to give that away. They're kind of on cloud nine, to be really honest with you. And my suggestion is like just enjoy it, because I mean it's not gonna last. I hate to be sarcastic about it, but that's why it's called a glow or a post-ayahuasca glow. Like, it doesn't last, but like just enjoy it while it does last. I mean, just be in the moment with it. Most people who are seeking ayahuasca have had enough pain in their lives, so just allow yourself to feel the good feels. And like I said, use it as an opportune time to just really take inventory of yourself and the world. And it's easy to like think of these emotions as like, oh, this is just serotonin running through my body, but actually it's a fantastic time to sit down, because you're probably more closer to who you actually are after a journey than you were prior. So sitting down and thinking about, using the post-ayahuasca glow to manifest what it is that you want in your life will really be beneficial to you in the end. So like I said, chemically, there's a lot of serotonin that's continuing to like float through your body. A day or two after, it's still in you. I mean, but it's not as much, obviously. And then obviously after, once you've sat with medicine, she's always in you. There's a saying that Yeah, she's always in you, especially, you know, even after months has gone by. And most people, you know, they also believe in this. That's kind of so the serotonin, right, and using it the that as an opportune time to write, to put down what you foresee in your life, what you want for yourself, and believe it. You know, it's no one really can create your life but you. You know, everything that's happening in your life right now, is very, it's environment is very important to us. Like, we are influenced by our environment, but the ultimate deciding factor is us and what we want. And things take time and patience. Like, you know, you gotta take small steps towards shifting. I don't like saying, like, you need to put in the hard work, but, you know, like, you just, you know, whatever it is you want, just take the small steps in towards shifting into whatever else it is that you want, because it can happen. It just does take time. If you've been a certain way for 10 years, you can't expect yourself to shift overnight. That's unrealistic expectations, and you really are setting up yourself for misery. So yeah, like I said, you're probably going to be closer to who you really are after a journey. So an opportune time to take, you know, inventory and note of what you want. And then, you know, kind of like I was mentioning a few days ago, you know, continuing the integration work, having a practice, having rituals throughout each day and each week. These are important. You know, this will help temper the ayahuasca glow. I mean, you can kind of feel a little ungrounded because you're kind of like so happy. So the practices will help you stay more grounded and that sort of thing. So yeah, that is the podcast segment for today. Let me pull the oracle card for today. So I'm using the Archangel Michael phone app since I am not at my home and I don't have my oracle cards, and I just saw the clock and it says 111 and 66 degrees for those of you who are into repeating numbers. But anyway, so it's basically Archangel Michael. He's the angel that is all, I mean, he's the ultimate, often referred to as one who can almost do anything, and is a very strong protector. He very wise, but the words strong and protector definitely come into mind. So what Archangel Michael is saying through this card is that whatever it is that you're contemplating, whatever it is that you need, whatever you're thinking about, a set of fresh eyes is required. Calling in somebody else, asking for another opinion, and seeing if that helps you feel intuitively positive about whatever decision you are making going forth. You know, and I always try to relate it to the podcast and ayahuasca, and, you know, like, if there's, see, like, it's good to process journeys. So if you feel like you've been through a journey and, like, you know, you want to process with somebody to get another opinion, process. If you're contemplating doing a journey, and you want to, and you're, you know, you gravitate towards someone who you feel like, oh, I really want to talk to them about what they think about doing a journey, then ask that person. So that is the segment on the post ayahuasca glow. It is live and real, but it does not last forever. And it is to be planned for, you know, plan for it so then you can take advantage of it. And I really am very thankful for you guys continuing to listen. The update on the documentary, like I said, we are continuing to sift through interviews. The plan is probably to launch the trailer with either in March or April. I really hope to get it done by then. We're really trying to be very intentional and cautious of what we are planning to do with the documentary, because ayahuasca is clearly very exciting, but delivery is everything. So we're just trying to be really clean about our intentions and wanting to represent Mother. We want to make her proud. We want to honor her and not to ever represent her otherwise. So I have had to accept that I just need to let go as far as the timeline on this, and that everything will be revealed in perfect timing. So, thank you so much again for your support, and I hope you guys have a fantastic Wednesday, and I will see you back here tomorrow. It seems that the vote has been day journeys versus night journeys, and how this is becoming a Western trend, the day journey, although the night journey is traditional. So I'll see you guys back here tomorrow.